Blog Talk Radio.
A lie can go around the world three times before the truth can get its shoes on. Bad news spreads faster than anything that we've ever seen. By the time the truth come out, we've all bought into the lie, so it's hard for us to hear the truth. That's one of the main things that I've taught you here about even scripture, about finances, about the structure of racism. But if it's one thing that I taught y'all about before the quarantine, it was the control of government and the use of fear to do it. The foundation of every government power is fear. They don't change the book. So y'all, I told y'all, this is a chess game you are witnessing. You are witnessing a chess game between the black race and the white race and all their little friends that go along with them. We're playing chess. So y'all can't stop fucking up the game. Stay in the game. Now y'all see what they're doing. Every time we make a move, they're making a town move. And y'all don't realize how big this is. Don't y'all get it? Don't nobody want to see us like this right now. Don't nobody want to see us united right now. Don't nobody want to see brothers pulling out guns and defending their own right now. Don't nobody want to see you starting to stand up and act like a damn human being. Y'all really can't get over that. Y'all got to get that through your head. Wake up. These motherfuckers don't love you. I hate to say it to you like that, but it's the truth. And they doing a chess game right in front of you. So I had to come and say what I got to say. But let me, before I do that, I want to cover something. See, you have to understand something, that everybody experiences fear. Every animal experiences fear. Human beings, perhaps most of all. Any animal incapable of fear would have been hard-pressed to survive, regardless of its size, its speed, or any attributes that it has. Fear is what alerts us to dangers that threaten our well-being and sometimes our very life. So when you sense fear, we respond by running away, by hiding, or by preparing to ward off the danger. That's what fear does. When you're afraid, you want to run away. That's what's supposed to make scary movies so scary. Is the fact that when something scary happens, you're ready to run away. Oh, get away. Ah, they running, falling all over their damn self. The monster steady coming, cool to the motherfucker. And you, oh, God, what are we going to do? Scared. Listen. Okay, let me get in everybody's head for a second. So y'all going to see where I'm about to go with this. Because this shit is funny to me, because I've been in combat. I know how they play with your head. The first thing you do to the enemy is you scare them. You scare them. You put some bullshit out. There ain't no proof to what you said, but just put it out. Let two, three motherfuckers say it. And before you know, everybody's saying it. And now everybody don't, nobody know where the proof at. There's no proof. But y'all scared. So everybody, oh, we already done won the war already. And it's the same trick they play on you time and time again. And if another one of y'all send me that goddamn video with this idiot standing up there talking about that incredible threat. Really, do you know who that is? Have you questioned the source of the information? The Huey Newton Gun Club, what are you, stupid? Now, I know y'all probably won't realize, well, who would have been behind such a story? Oh, well, let me help y'all out. I keep telling y'all, this is chess moves, not checkers. The United States government came out with an announcement, and I quote, "Domestic terrorists can target July 4th holiday events, but no known plots." Say the feds. When have y'all started believing the government? Y'all got to make up your mind. Are y'all trying to get free? Or are you just trying to be comfortable in your captivity? Y'all sending me mixed up signals. Listen what they said. I'm going to tell you what they said. Listen to this. It says federal authorities are warning that white supremacists and other political radicals. So you pay attention. Pay attention to the terminology, and other political radicals could look to attack Independence Day revelers on July 4th. Notice the word revelers. That means people who are celebrating the 4th, not motherfuckers like us who are not celebrating the 4th. They say that they will be attacking people celebrating the fall, the revelers. Notice how they try to put them in a positive light. So anybody who do anything to anybody who celebrates the 4th, you are obviously who they're talking about. Noting in a bulletin to law enforcement around the country that domestic terrorists have attacked perceived oppressors, opponents, or enemies engaged in outdoor First Amendment protected rallies or protests during past summers. So they trying to say, based on some shit that happened last year, that they can say, yo, y'all be cool, the white supremacists is gonna attack motherfuckers and some other people, but we ain't got no proof. But yo, I'm about to teach you all, black world, how you respond. Y'all not responding correctly. If you was on the playground and somebody did not like you, then they would make it known that they did not like you. Then somebody would come over to you and say, y'all remember this shit? So-and-so said he gonna beat you. And you be like, I ain't trying to hear that. You go back and tell him I said such and such and such and such. It was threat, counter threat. Threat, counter threat. That's how politics work. We threaten them, they threaten us back. We threaten them with this, they say, y'all do this, we gonna do that. Black nation, don't you know when you're being threatened? So stop bringing me the threats. Respond back. Yo, so y'all gonna start shooting black folks at 8 p.m. with it. We'll start shooting white folks at 8:05. That's a threat, counter threat. And then they're telling you they have no proof of anything. Listen to what they go on to say. This is coming from your government. The warning came in a joint intelligence bulletin issued by the FBI, Department of Homeland Security, and the National Counterterrorism Center, urging law enforcement personnel to remain vigilant for suspicious activity. Ain't that their damn job anyway? Such bulletins are routinely distributed in the days before a major national holiday, but previous bulletins have often focused on homegrown terrorists inspired by overseas groups like ISIS or Al-Qaeda, rather than domestic terrorists, listen to this, radicalized by domestic issues such as abortion or white supremacy. So if you're against abortion or if you're against white supremacy, all of a sudden you're a domestic terrorist. I keep telling y'all, they're looking for a reason to label every one of these organizations domestic terrorism, and they're setting your ass up for it because they're threatening you and they're going to make you act up. No, they're not. Y'all stop calling for these fear taxes. Your government is running a number on you. They don't want us to have the black guns march. Don't y'all understand the significance of us doing this shit? Now, they want to scare y'all to stay home because some unknown white folks might attack. Well, guess what? Some unknown black folks might attack, too. This shit goes both ways. They either y'all tired of this shit or y'all ain't. This ain't the time to be holy. This is the time to be a warrior. And if you're not, just step the fuck out the way and stop being all spooky and shit and sending us these emails talking about, it's going to be a day. Okay, tell them, who told you? Take me to the person who told you. He told you? Who told you to tell him? I want to know where the threat came from because it doesn't end up in an FBI bulletin out the blue. And you basing this on some, and then y'all spooky asses running around repeating that shit. We out here standing on the verge of doing one of the most historical things that the black community has done, and I don't know how long, and half you bourgeois niggas ain't even with it. Y'all blowing my goddamn mind, bro. Y'all talking about y'all want this, y'all want that, but y'all don't act like y'all want it. Y'all gonna let them scare you? Okay, let me give y'all a common sense question. This is for everybody who got a little bit of sense. I don't need everybody. A lot of y'all just fall back. It's going to be cool. Let me see if I can do it like this. Y'all ain't going to get it. That's all right. Okay, so you got I'm going to be generous. You got 1,000 brothers and sisters out there like this. 1,000, not 5, not 10, not 25, 1,000 brothers and sisters at a minimum out there who've had it up to here, knowing that you motherfuckers already said you was going to try to kill somebody, right? So we out there. Like, we just came out that motherfucker, right? Okay. Would you attack us? You know what? So, since we're in the business of making threats, since the white race appears to have spoken, I think that this is one of the purposes that I would have to serve to put y'all on notice, that please understand that should you attack any group African American for the sole purpose of them being black, expecting equally as devastating retaliation against your community too. It won't start none, it won't be none, but whatever you do to us, we're going to do to you. Now take that for what it's worth, since y'all want to pass threats around and stop trying to scare us out of exercising our constitutional rights. What makes you think we're going to stand there and let somebody come and aggress a formation? And half of us are ex-military. Y'all got to stop being so goddamn scary. It's the government, the same thing. They'll come on. And then on top of that, you have to be prepared that your government will stoop to any depth to make themselves look like. If they got to send some motherfuckers out there to attack, I'm going to let you know that would be the wrong thing to do. See, we're not these guys who just showed up and we're just trying to do this. Y'all ain't never seen the movie where the dude said, whoever these guys are, they're good. That's the not fucking around crew. And either we gonna catch them or this not fucking around is gonna go both ways. Y'all don't know what movie we got that shit from? Go get this movie called The Town with Ben Affleck about these professional bank robbers that they could never catch, ever. I'm trying to tell y'all, you're witnessing a chess game. They trying to do a little simple shit. First, they gonna scare all y'all away. They don't want a bunch of y'all out there to see if anything go down. They don't want no whole lot, especially people, black folks, that's on a pro-black situation. They can't find no way to get into this. Y'all watching a national chess game. Stop being so goddamn scary. So what if they made a threat? Make a counter threat. It ain't number words. They've been threatening to blow up shit since Birmingham. Oh, we better come to Birmingham and start killing black folks. And the girl all on the video, I'm scared to go home. Hey, will y'all stop that bullshit? If you ain't built like that, then stay your ass in the house. But a lot of y'all talking real strong. A lot of y'all talking like the warrior race done came back. And yet I'm steady getting emails from people left and right. Oh, I can't be here, you know, because I'm scared. We ain't trying to take y'all to the fire. We ain't trying to take y'all to the fire, okay? But we will defend ourselves. And y'all stop making them empty threats to the black folks and y'all spooking them. See, that's what they used to do to slaves. They would start a rumor. And the slaves couldn't read. So they didn't know what the fuck was true and what wasn't. They believed whatever the master told them. Because the master was the one who would beat them to death or reward them for whatever. So that's how you are in master-slave relationship. Y'all do that same shit. As soon as the white man says something, y'all scary ass will tell all the black people. That's like you running around the whole playground telling everybody, so-and-so say he will beat you. You done told all us this shit. So-and-so will get fucked up. I'm not trying to be your holy man right now. I'm your warrior right now. Y'all need a pep talk. Y'all better stop listening to these scary-ass Negroes who they going to be hiding in their house when the shit go down anyway. There ain't no more police. Come on, y'all. Come on. I'm going to need y'all to get, come on, come on. Come on, black people. Where y'all at now? Y'all talked all that shit. Y'all wanted it. Here it is. Now either y'all with me or y'all ain't. Now come on. He said the marathon continues. Did y'all think this shit was over? Now come on. Stop being so goddamn scared. Stop letting the media scare you. Who gives a fuck about whatever? They said it right here. They said that there's listen to this. It says right here, it says, the bulletin, which was issued Wednesday, makes prominent mention of both the threats inside the U.S. homeland. Again, you see who all got together, the FBI, the DHS, and the NCTC remain concerned that they could target upcoming Independence Day celebrations, gatherings, or parades, though we are unaware of any current plots specifically targeting such events. Let me read that part again, because listen, remember, the words carry power. So if something don't happen, okay, cool. But if something do happen, we y'all didn't tell us about this shit. Well, they said right here, we are unaware of any current plots. Then why are you telling us this? Because you want to scare us. You want to scare black folk. They know how spooky y'all is. And then I'm watching y'all share this shit like, y'all ain't sharing the shit about the motherfucking of the black gun formation, but y'all share this scary shit quick. Something that's going to show that we are united and we together and that we will defend ourselves. Y'all ain't sharing that shit, but y'all sharing this spooky-ass shit because some white people told you? Are you serious? Come on, America, what? You know what? We're still doing what we're doing. Y'all not stopping us. You don't scare us. I'm not scared of you. See, that's the problem. We're not scared of you anymore. None of us. Now, everybody can't do what everybody else can do, but those of us that can, we are and we will. So y'all just keep talking that shit. You're not going to keep talking shit to the black race nonstop and think nothing is ever going to happen. I don't know a black person that's on this feed right now that you would just let a motherfucker just keep and just go on and on and on. Now you want to spit on you, smack you all in the face. Got knee all in your neck and shit. Shoot your ass in the back. Come on. Choking up the kids and shit. Y'all ain't going to keep doing us like that. And I don't care if I had a rest in the field, but I happen to be one of them. And I can't take this shit no more. It's goddamn shame. And y'all got to lose this spirit of fear. That's all. I'm not coming back again. But this shit right here, we're not doing that. We're not doing that. We're not scared. Y'all stop acting scared. Stop spreading that bullshit around. Make a threat to your damn self. Spread that around. Stop mumbling shit under your breath. Let them know how you really feel. And if they want to come out there, I don't give a fuck how many of them come up out there. We out there minding our own goddamn business. The only difference is we fully strapped. And I'm out. Y'all be good, okay? Be good to each other. I see y'all at the Black Guns Mall. Atlanta, Phoenix, y'all know what it is. I ain't going to keep going here. But y'all got to stop being scared, okay? It's going to be all right. Everybody calm down. Not scared, everybody. Yeah, they're scared, bro. They're scared, okay? If y'all need to reach me, you can go ahead and hit me in my DM. I'm still in the DM, but other than that, I had to come deal with this. I'm sorry I had to come at y'all like that, but y'all got to lose the spirit of fear. I'm trying to tell you the truth. If you don't, they're going to beat us before we even get started. And that's what y'all want. I know I don't. So y'all meet me there in uniform, okay? It's strength in numbers. Stop being a chicken. You said you want to get free. You said you want to get liberated. Well, goddammit, let's get liberated then. That's what Pac said. We're going to stop talking about it. Let's do it. Okay? Then we're going to exercise our rights. We don't give a fuck who made a threat. I'm making threats. Everybody making threats. We can all make threats. That don't mean shit. But come out there and try to act on it. Some of us ain't got shit to lose. You know, I already took everything else from them.
With Dr. Harris, Black Lives Matter show. We're here broadcasting out of Fresno, California. Fresno, California. Just listen to my good brother, strong brother, revolutionary brother. Man, we don't even see that type of black man anymore. Speaking truth to power. And wow, that's deep. It's real deep. You know, America was founded on oppressing people, putting people in slavery, stealing their land, raping their women, and the people who are responsible for this is the white man. And till today, the system that's been created, the U.S. Constitution that's been created, was created by the white man who was a privileged man. And as you say, your forefathers, which are not my forefathers, many people say the forefathers. Had an agenda to people of color down, right? And everything that we have built in this country, all the inventions that we built in this country, has either been stolen, hijacked by the white man. And so when we look at all of the things that black people have contributed to the U.S., the golf team, a refrigerator, so many different things that we have contributed to, cell phone, the elevator. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on and on and on and on and on. But yet today, we're not a respected people. Many of us are brainwashed. Many of us today, we worship a white Jesus. So when we look at the country today, the country is in a mess. And it's not in a mess because of what black people have done, because we have never been in control since day one. And when we try to take control of our destiny, And I can make reference back to the Black Panther Party for a reference point to start with. That those men and women during that era was doing for themselves. And because they were doing for themselves and they did not want any help from the U.S. government, which J. Edgar Hoover and Bull Connor, all those people are related to each other somehow, some way, are the same people who was here to destroy black people. I'm talking about your U.S. government now. Intentionally to destroy black people. You took our names. You took our religion. You burnt our towns down, over 47 towns built after slavery, and white racist men, and maybe some women, burnt down all of our towns. And you say, black people, pull yourself up from your bootstrap. Well, you took my boots. You took my straps. You took everything from us, but yet then you tell us, oh, well, you need to stop being lazy. Well, how is that black people are being lazy when everything was stolen from us? So, you know, as I listened to my brother tonight, I can really relate to his frustration. Because, you know, even in the church setting, the religious setting, you know, I go visit different churches. And especially in the Baptist church, we have images of Jesus being white. And white people use religion to keep us in check. Obey your master. Well, if the master looks white on the picture and the master telling you what to do looks white, then automatically you put two and two together. You say, well, I need to obey my slave master. So there was a lot of manipulation that went on during this time in this country. So the Black Panther Party, the college students, it wasn't thugs, it was not hoodlums, it was not, the thugs was the Oakland PD. The thugs was the government. The same government that you're dealing with today is the same government was in the 1960s. Thank God Huey P. Newton and Bobby Seale and Evans Cleaver and all them during that era wasn't scared, didn't have fear, didn't have a spirit of fear. And that's what my brother tonight is saying. You know, when they was in Georgia and marched through Stone Mountain, where the Ku Klux Klan sent out a message that, you know, they're going to shoot blacks on sight. Well, the black man, he had to rise. Because, see, I don't think a woman, and if I'm wrong, I like for someone to call in to the radio show, 319-527-6060, and tell me that I'm wrong. See, a woman, right, wants to be with a man, a real man, freedom fighter, revolutionary, who ain't scared. Now, if I'm wrong, I want someone to call in and tell me I'm wrong. A real woman is not going to want a male who is scary. But see, right now, in the black culture, We ain't willing to die for what we believe in right now. We're not willing to die to protect our women. We're not willing to die to protect our children. We're not willing to stand up against the oppressor. Eye to eyes and nose to nose. See, this whole thing is a game. It's a game. And I've been telling some people that here lately, that, you know, Monopoly, you know, how many of you play Monopoly? Give me a thumbs up or something, wave or something. How many of you play Monopoly? Now, when you play Monopoly, if no one has not taught you how to play it correctly, that when you pass go, you collect $200. So let's say that, because we're talking about this life of games. So let's say that I don't know how to play Monopoly, but you do. You haven't told me or taught me. No one has taught me when you go around Go to collect 200. Now, you go around Go 10 times, what is that, $2,000. I go around Go 10 times, I don't have nothing. See, it's a game. And we as black people have figured the U.S. game now. And how my brother said, what you do to me, I'm going to do to you. That's what he said. Eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. Because I believe it was in 91, 92? One of those years, Rodney King was getting the hell beat out of him in L.A. About 20 police officers beating the hell out of Rodney King. I think it was in 1992. I can't remember the year. I know it wasn't in the 2000s. I think it was in either 91, 92, 93. LA, California. Rodney King. That was in 1990. Here we are in 2020. George Floyd dies. Police officers around him. See, the police, what we don't teach our children, because now we're going to talk truth now. That's all I talk is truth. We don't teach our children where the history of police officers come from. 1992, Rodney King did. So we tell our children when they see a police officer that you automatically respect him or her. Now, don't mind that the police officer don't even give a damn about you or even thinking about respecting you, but we program our children, right, to tell them you automatically bow down to that police officer and you do whatever he tells you to do. Well, respect comes two ways, not one way. So I don't teach my kids to you just automatically bow down to a police officer. Now that police officer has to show you respect. Huh? And when he shows you respect, respect him or her, and you show them respect. But see, this whole thing right now in America with this police stuff going on, they still look at us as slaves. That's what it all, they still look at us as slaves. And if you look at us as slaves, you're going to treat us as slaves, and you're going to beat us as slaves. And black people right now say, we ain't going for it no more. Look. I don't see black police officers have a white kid in the middle of the street or a white man. And I'm using the foundation of the Rodney King. I don't see a group, a mob of black police officers beating a white kid in the middle of the street. My brother, who was jogging in Georgia, one dude recording, other two got two guns. Man is jogging, they kill him. See, I didn't see three black men chasing down a white boy in the neighborhood and killed him. I'm not saying it ain't never happened. I'm just saying I haven't seen it. But the police brutality always seems to happen to black and brown people at a high rate. So what do you expect for us to do? That's my question. I'd like for someone to call in to 319-527-6060 and tell me, what do you think we should do? Because evidently, law enforcement, there's no laws right now on the books to hold police accountable. There's just no laws on the books. I mean, here in Fresno, we have had so many George Floyds being shot, murdered, and killed right here in Mississippi, Fresno. And there has not been one police officer convicted or charged with murder. You can shoot a kid in the head and say, good shot, and there's still no charges. You can shoot Centennial in 2 seconds, put 9 bullets in him, no gun, no charges. So we're living in a white society right now. And see, this is what I tell my, I was in a meeting one time. Let me let this down. And the question was given to me. I'm trying to remember what the question was. But I remember what I said. Because I think we were talking about racism. That's what we were talking about. And I think Vicky Fouts was showing a film or something. And I said, you know, as I'm going to say this, and I'm going to be brief, direct, and to the point. My white brothers and sisters. See, when something, when your community does something to my community, I expect, listen to me good, I expect for you to stand with me. Because, see, there's no need for you to call me your friend. Well, Harris is my friend. Harris is this. No. When your community does something to my community, I expect for you to say something. But, see, what I find in a lot of cases, I have one pastor, Pastor Jessup, who was the pastor at the Unitarian Church. Me and him worked for over 6, 7, 8 years while he was pastor. Then when he left, then the Unitarian brought in a new pastor, which, for whatever reason, don't want to work with him. And that's okay. That's fine. It's okay. Because I'm going to do what I'm going to do anyway. But I just find it interesting how the how some white people think. And I'm talking about the Unitarian Church right now. How they can put a sign up that says Black Lives Matter, but you don't want to work with black leadership that founded Black Lives Matter. So I find that interesting. But it's okay. It's okay. Because my liberation, I have a caller here. Bring a caller in. My liberation is for me to fight for. But if you want to call yourself, I'm friends with Harris. Well, damn it. When something happened, when somebody in your community do something to my people, I expect you to stand. Or don't even come near me. And I'm just keeping it 100 tonight. Don't even come near me. Because, see, Fresno has a lot of hypocrites. Fresno has a lot of cliques. See, I was born in night, not last night. I've been in this game a long time, over 30 years. Over 30 years, I've seen people come and I've seen people go. I've seen people sell out. I've seen people die. I've seen mothers' children been killed by police. You know, you don't see people's church, you know, holding their community accountable. Huh? Now, we've flipped the script, and white kids are now being massacred by black police officers. Well, see, then I believe the narrative will change. But as long as the narrative is to murder, to lynch, to get rid of black and brown people, it's okay because, you know, we control the court systems. We control the jail system. See, we need our own land. We need to build our own towns, because the system that the white man created, we can't live with you. Now, people may say, oh, Reverend Harris, you sound and racist. Well, how? I can just stop dropping names down. When Black Wall Street was destroyed in 1921 in Tulsa, Oklahoma, Black people, we had our own banks, our own stores, our own pharmacies, our own railroad, our own airline, our own TV stations, our own churches, our own everything. What happened to it? That was supposed to have been passed down to me and my children. But it was burnt to the ground. All the Black cities were burnt to the ground. 40 cities built after slavery was all burnt down. How in the hell are we supposed to feel? I mean, I'm getting, and then in Fresno, they have nerves to have an MLK march every year to insult us and our ancestors. And I'll be dog if you don't have Jim Costa out there, the city council out there, all the people who are responsible, supposed to take Fresno out of poverty, they're the main ones speaking and talking. They should have a damn bag over their head. So, you know, I want to show the picture of my brother again. Because this is what it has taken us to. You know, don't get mad at the messenger. Don't get mad at the messenger. You know, we have a caller. Not sure if our blog talk is working tonight, because we've been censored all week. Are you there, caller? I got a sense of the end.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. This is Aileen, and I'm calling because I wanted to make a comment about your observation about the Universalist Church and the Black Lives Matter banner that they have up. Black lives matter to them, but only on their terms. So I guess what we're talking about is white fragility. Some white woman wrote a book about this that people are now labeling racist because, well, I haven't read the book, so I'm just talking about what other people have said. But so far as the banner about Black Lives Matter, our lives only matter if it's going to make somebody else feel a certain way. So our lives only matter if it's convenient for them, if it's not a burden for them, if it's, you know, it has to be on their terms, and therein lies the problem. What the brother was talking about tonight is the last straw being drawn, Brother Harris, and I think that everything he said was right on point because people are tired. Many of us have been tired for a long time. Those who talk about Black nationalism, Pan-Africanism, nation building, Garveyism, the beliefs in the Black Panthers and where they were coming from, all of us who believe in those tenets have been waiting for this time and waiting for the rest of our Black people to wake up and understand that, you know, it is not beneficial for all white people to be on our side. They're not going to do it. Even the so-called nice ones, they're not going to do it. And here in Fresno is a prime example. When you talk about the MLK march, people want to hold hands and sing kumbaya, but what happens the next day? Everybody goes to their mutual corners and black people continue to be the poorest inhabitants of Fresno. So I ask you, Brother Harris, what can black people do in Fresno, and remembering that many black people leave Fresno and never come back? And now I see why they leave. Because they just say, you know, this town is no good for forward-thinking black people. But I don't want to monopolize your time. I just wanted to call in and make a comment about the Universalist Church, that they're, you know, black lives only matter to them when it's on their terms. If we have something to say about it, then they probably got a problem with that. And the pastor that's out there, I think his name is Tim Kutzek or something like that. I don't understand where he's coming from as a Christian and a so-called progressive, but if he's not working with grassroots black people, then he's not working with the right groups. And that's all I wanted to say. Great show tonight.
Yeah, thank you for calling in. You know, don't rush off. You know, I haven't done many shows since the death of Maria. I'm just still shell shot, and so I'm coming back. I'm coming back.
Yes.
And I know a lot of people want to hear my voice, hear my perspective. I haven't said much in regards to the Universal Church. I've tried to reach out to that pastor many times. He has been in my presence. Matter of fact, he had came to my church when the Poor People's Campaign came
right. That
first time, and I kind of thought that we were going to connect. And it just seemed like, again, and this is no, what I'm about to say, I'm not saying this to, because we have a lot of, trust me, we have a lot of great supporters who are Caucasian, so I'm not making reference to them. But what I will say is I find it interesting some of our white brothers and sisters tries to come in and co-opt our movement.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the Black Lives Matter sign been vandalized at the church, and the ACLU come in and, you know, write a big article, you know, and then they turn around and, you know, someone spray paint on the church, and then, you know, they get on, you know, some more TV time and newspaper time. But then I'm sitting up here looking and saying, well, how do you get in front of a movement that's dealing with black people, but yet you don't work with black leadership, grassroots leadership? See, I've been real silent, but I'm about to come out my shell. I'm about to start calling folks out now. And the way I call out folks is with a pen and paper. Now, that's one issue. But the other issue is that we as a people, what do they say? Do or dare,
tipping
do
point.
Or not.
Tipping point.
We're at the tipping point now. You know, and as I said earlier, you know, a black woman wants to be with a strong black man that's willing
that's
to
true.
Stand up for him or her and her child.
Mm-hmm.
See, I don't see that in Fresno. I don't see us calling out the power structure. Because the power structure spends more time giving us chicken and watermelon and eating, taking pictures. We're not concerned about building enterprise. But then, I'm talking about within our community.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been taught right. I should not be the only minister, pastor from the grapevine all the way to Stockton talking about police brutality. I should not be the only one. But the reality is, I am. Mm. So what does that do for our community here? Where do our little boys see strength from?
Right.
I mean, when you listen to this brother and you see this brother tonight, you're looking at strength. You're looking at power. You're looking at his eyes. You're looking at his tone of voice. That's what we need to liberate our community.
Yes. Say that.
You know, I tried. Lord knows I tried in Fresno. So I don't feel bad. I'm disappointed. But I don't feel bad because I've tried to pull black men together. And I'm not talking about no damn pastor's appreciation either. I'm talking about pull men together to walk the hoods and the streets of our community to patrol our streets.
Right.
We don't need no white man patrolling our streets, don't even live in our community. But this is what we're dealing with today. And then when the white man shoots you and kills you, then you want to run to me. But I'm saying, well, where's the white man?
Say it. Say that truth.
We can shut down the community just like white police officers can. And do it with love.
Yes.
So, you know, we right now, going into this presidential election in November, I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, we got Trump sending troops into Oregon. He's sending military people into Chicago. I was just told today that the governor has sent agents here in Fresno.
Mm.
I mean, my sister on the other street, the cops raided a house next to her 4 o'clock in the morning, ripped the fence down and bust the door in. I believe they said they went to the wrong house.
Oh,
I mean, so, you know, we're paying for all of this.
Paying
top-dollar taxpayers' money for this. See, and what gets me is it's more of us than it is of them.
Yes.
That's why they bring in the military. That's why they bring in the tanks. See, Trump, I'm telling you, I'm going to tell you this about Trump. We are about to end our show. It's one thing, and y'all may think I'm crazy when I say this, but hear me out. It's one thing that I can respect about Donald Trump. Please ask me what it is.
What is it?
When he say he's going to do something, he does it. He said that he was going to send the military in to different cities across America. He said that months ago.
Yeah, he did.
And look what's happening today. He's sending them in. So I'm thinking that before the election time comes, we're going to have militaries in every city across America.
I wouldn't doubt it. It's going to be a fight to the finish.
I mean, everything he said that he was going to do, he did. When he got in office, what did he say, Eileen? Everything Obama did, I'm going to undo it.
Yes, he did. And he has been doing it. He has been doing it.
Now, I ain't saying I like the guy. I'm just saying when he say he's going to do something, he does it.
I wish black people could be that consistent about what we say we're going to do, because we need to be doing something. We should have been mobilizing from day one about this man.
Let me say this as we go towards the end of the show. I just want to encourage our people to stop being so scary. Stand up and be a woman. Stand up and be a man. This recess is over with.
Mm.
This is live or die now.
say it.
This virus thing or whatever's out here, it got people so messed up. I mean, when you can shut down the church, when you can shut down institutions,
mm-hmm.
I mean, this virus has done something that I ain't never seen it anything do before.
Right.
And it's unprecedented. People are committing suicide. People are losing their jobs. People are dying. Families are breaking up. People going crazy. A friend of mine said his friend at the prison shot himself in the head.
Mm.
Yeah, another friend that hung himself. I mean, I'm talking about people who work at the prison making good money.
Wow.
So, family, I just ask everybody, please, please know your surroundings. Please. Don't take things for granted. Don't take just because a family member come over and, I mean, really look at them. Look at your children. Make sure they're okay. We don't know who has guns and where people's minds are at right now.
Mm-hmm.
People are putting stuff in people's drinks and smoking, all this type of stuff. Just be careful about your surroundings. It's important. We're going to get a hold of this brother. We're going to get a hold of him because we're going to get a gun club here in Fresno.
Amen.
We cannot afford to call 911 that we know works with the Ku Klux Klan and the CIA and the FBI and think they're going to come and protect us. No, we're going to protect ourselves.
That's right.
Stand for something. So, Stallion, give us the last word as you always do on your show. Thank you for doing your show that last night. It was powerful. And we'll just keep pumping knowledge into our people until they wake up. But give us your last word as you always say.
Well, folks, what I always say is stay black till we get back.
All right. We're going to say good night to each and every one. All right.
I started slave ships.
There are more records of slave ships than one would dream. It seems inconceivable until you reflect that for 200 years ships sailed carrying profit and slavery.
Now, be nonviolent. In the face of the violence that we've been experiencing for the past 400 years, they've actually done our people a disservice. In fact, it's a crime. It's a crime.
Become the boss. Get justice.